Let's talk to the CEO of Oxfam Ireland, Jim Clarkin, this morning. Mr. Clarkin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Your thoughts? There is a significant public reaction to this story this morning, Jim. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I've been listening there. I mean, you know, this is it's staggering, and I think the investigative journalism that has led to this is extraordinary and very well done. But we shouldn't rely on investigative journalism.
Let me just interrupt you there. The investigative journalist that has been working for weeks and weeks on this one story is a producer in the Nolan team called David Thompson, and it is his journalism which has brought this story into the public domain this morning.
Absolutely, and great credit to Dave and to all the people in the ICIG, and we've seen how important that has been. And the reaction from Paul and Stuart and Dave and other callers to your show is exactly our reaction, which is it's simply just not fair. It is not right, and we have a global tax problem here. We have a real problem across the world. There are billions of pounds being lost to exchequers in the UK and across the world every year through schemes just like this. You've given a really strong example of one. There are thousands of them, and there are billions and billions of pounds being lost. And we know that at least £100 billion of revenue is lost to developing countries every year. It's the poorest countries in the world. This would pay for entire education for 124 million children. It would save the lives of 8 million women and children and babies at birth time. It would be transformational if that money was paid where it was paid. And you heard the examples here in Northern Ireland of people, you know, being rightly kind of held to account for their own tax situations when you have the uber wealthy somehow skirting around it and allowing, you know, being in a position to use facilities that avoid them paying their fair share where they should pay it. And this is a global problem.
What about those people? What about those people, Mr. Clarkin, who say that Sam Mouldings and indeed the other companies who we will bring into the public domain over the coming days on the Nolan Show, they're working within the law. So it's for government to change the law if they don't want people to do it. And what is wrong with minimising your tax bill legally? What's wrong with that?
Well, you're absolutely right. It is within the law, and that is the problem. Most of what we're hearing is certainly within the law. And the problem is the laws have not caught up and the laws have not changed. And we've had a resistance from the British government, from the Irish government, across the world to changing these laws. And you have to ask yourself, why is the resistance? They seem to be balanced in their influence by wealthy individuals and by corporations who are telling them that these are the best ways to ensure investment and so on. I mean, we need investment in Northern Ireland. We need companies to invest and create jobs and so on, but we also need them to pay their fair share. So there are ways that this can be dealt with, and we have a number of examples. There's legislation working through the EU, and people will have heard of stuff that's been happening at the OECD, and the British government have an opportunity tomorrow in the budget to push harder on this. But we need to see a blacklist of tax havens. Why in the 21st century could a tax haven be justified in any sense?
A lot of these tax havens are British, value. Jim.
Well, and that is a big part of the problem, and Britain has a responsibility and also an authority to deal with these. They add no economic value whatsoever. They are only specifically there to hide tax, and the authorities are reluctant to blacklist these tax havens and to put sanctions in place. Has to happen.
How about 0330 80 55 55? Jim's in Derry. Mr. Clarkin, have a listen to Jim this morning, because he's taking a different perspective. You are sure defending Sam and Julianne McRae, Jim. Good morning.
Morning, Stephen. I'm just an ordinary fella. I have no connection to these people either. I've just got a job like everybody else. But the thing is, they've actually done nothing wrong. And the biggest thing in Northern Ireland at the minute is providing jobs. And I think you said that it's 300 jobs or something they've provided. And that's a massive employer in Northern Ireland. And we should...
Here's the bottom line, Jim. They said they were giving their company away to an unconnected party. And we know it was connected.
I know what you're saying on that, yes. I heard what you'd said in your report.
Who gives away a £4 million premises for a pound?
Look, I am not an accountant.
And for that same premises, then pays £270,000 per year rent. Does that feel right to you, Jim?
Look, I'm not saying it's right. What I'm saying is they've done nothing wrong as far as we know. That's all I'm saying. They've done absolutely nothing wrong. But what they have done is provide, I think you said, was it 300 jobs? That's massive for Northern Ireland. You know, I'm not saying, you know, I agree with what they've done.
I'm not sure it's 300 jobs, but they certainly have a significant workforce.
300 jobs were lost tomorrow. That would be a massive hit on our economy or the wherever their factory is based.
I guess here's what some people might argue, though, Jim. For the workers working for Sam Mouldings, when they get their pay, tax and national insurance is taken out at source and they go back. The owners of the company, they're sending their money to Mauritius.
I agree with what you're saying. All I'm saying to you is they've done nothing wrong. When somebody does something wrong, breaks the law, that's an entirely different matter. I mean, so
I can come back
Jim, Jim Clarkin,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, the whole point is that, you know, and it's been illustrated so well by your listeners, there is an unfairness at the heart of this. And what we see across the world is this kind of behaviour is driving gross inequality. Inequality across the world is getting worse. Poor people are being left in poverty. People who are in the middle are being squeezed. I mean, there's one thing that happens, or there are two options that happen when your tax revenue to the revenue authorities is limited. Either you reduce the services, which we've seen all over Britain, or you increase tax to ordinary citizens. And wealthy individuals and corporations are in a position to move money around the world to not pay their fair share. That's not right. That has to be tackled. The British government have to stand up to this and have to look at a whole range of issues. And we have, you know, there are ways to deal with this.
You can end
corporate tax secrecy. You can ensure the country that each company reports where it makes its profit, where it pays its tax. You can make sure that wealthy individuals...
There,